One of the great traditions of the Christmas season is the lighting of the Advent candle wreath. And Christians have used the symbols of this candle in a variety of ways to remind us of the great truths of Christmas. The four outer candles symbolize the four Sundays that precede Christmas Day. And then the center candle symbolizes or signifies Christmas Day itself. This particular Christmas season, our church has been looking at the words of Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet. He lived some 800 years before Jesus, but he knew that God was going to send someone very special, very unique, into this world. And in the ninth chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, he gives this person four great, very important names. We've been asking the question this Advent season, what child is this? And first of all, Isaiah says that this person, this child, is going to be Wonderful Counselor. The more you get to know Jesus, his character, what you read about him in the scriptures, as you get to know him personally, the more wonderful, the more awesome he is. Jesus did wonderful things. Jesus said wonderful things. Jesus treated people in wonderful ways. Jesus is himself wonderful. The Bible also tells us that because of Jesus and through Jesus, we have divine wisdom and direction and guidance and leading for our lives. He is also counselor. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus' followers have the mind of Christ. And so that means that tonight and every day, we have the great privilege of knowing God's wisdom as that's transmitted to us through the person of Jesus Christ. So the first candle then reminds us that this child is Wonderful Counselor. Second, Isaiah says that he is Mighty God. Mighty God. The Bible makes it clear, makes it plain that Jesus is God in human flesh. And because he's God in human flesh, he shares the characteristic of omnipotence. Jesus is powerful, he's mighty, he's awesome beyond our comprehension. God has certainly displayed his power through creation, through great miracles that he's done through history. But it would seem that God prefers to share his power with us through his love. It's primarily through the power of his love that God draws us to himself. I mean, if you think about Christmas, what draws us to God is that picture of a defenseless, vulnerable baby. It's the picture of that crucified, risen Savior at Easter that draws us to God himself. And so in Jesus, we see something of God's power and grace. And God communicates that power to us in ways that are kind of surprising. He says that his power is transmitted through our weakness. In fact, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. And he shows us the power of his love primarily on the cross when he shed his blood for us and died in our place and rose again that we might have the gift of eternal life. So, what child is this? The second candle reminds us then that he is Mighty God. Third, Isaiah says that he is Everlasting Father. Jesus was the first one to call God Father regularly. In fact, he took it a step further. He called God Daddy or Papa, the equivalent of that in his language. And he invites his followers, you and me, to have that kind of relationship with God, our Father. And to have that kind of intimacy, that kind of personal connection, that kind of reverent familiarity, we're invited to call God our Father. And if God has ever been your Father, my friend, He will forever be your Father. There will never be a time when God will stop being your Father. He is the everlasting Father, after all. That means that He is always accepting. He is always available to you. He is always caring. He is always willing to forgive your sin if you will confess it to Him. And He is always faithful towards you. What child is this? Well, the third candle reminds us that He is everlasting Father. Fourthly, Isaiah says that this child, this person, is Prince of Peace. And only Jesus is the one that can give us peace with God. The Bible says that we're sinful people and that the wages of sin is death. And that God sent the person of His Son, Jesus, into this world to die on a cross and be raised again that we may have eternal life. He paid that penalty for us. And because of that, you and I can now have peace with God. And that hostility between God and ourselves can be healed. And once we have peace with God, then we can begin to experience the peace of God. And that peace of God is just a sense of His presence. It's the sense of His settledness and His calm, even when life is at its darkest. And we are at a very disappointing time in our own lives. God can give us that kind of peace in the midst of all of that. So the fourth candle reminds us that this person, this child, is the Prince of Peace. Well, that brings us to the large center candle, the Christmas candle, or the candle that symbolizes Christ Himself, the Christ candle. And the fact that it's lit tonight simply signifies the fact that the waiting is over. The preparation is over. Christmas is here. And in a more profound sense, Christmas is here because Jesus is here. Jesus has come. And because Jesus has come, this world will never be the same. Because Jesus has come, your life and my life will never be the same again. Through Jesus, God has met both our need for wonder as well as our need for divine guidance. He is wonderful counselor. Through Jesus, God has met our need for strength beyond ourselves and someone worthy of our worship. He is mighty God. Through Jesus, God has met our need for a loving Father and for that relationship to be permanent. He is everlasting Father. And through Jesus, God has met both our need for peace with God as well as to receive the peace of God. Tonight, as we light our lives from the light of Jesus Christ. After all, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. It's my prayer that all of us may discover for the first time, or perhaps rediscover for the 100th time, what child this truly is. What child is this? He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's light our lives tonight with the light of Christ.